that democracy and autocracy are engaged in a death grapple, that autocracy has pillaged and wantonly laid waste many of the fairest lands, that autocracy, with its evil attendants, shall be vanquished, that democracy, bringing with it mercy, truth, and liberty for all the nations of the earth, shall be the victor. These are the truths which were revealed through our patriotic pageant given shortly after the May issue of The Recorder went to press. Autocracy and militarism symbolize the principles for which the rulers of Germany stand, but there was no feeling of hatred against her people occasioned since Germany, as a nation, was not represented, as were the nations of the Allies. One feature of the pageant which did much to make it strike home was the national hymns of the different nations, sung by a chorus of 60 voices. The pageant was a masterpiece of art. No one can blame the school family if they feel that a great prestige has come to their name through the genius of Miss Booth. How we feel about the matter was clearly stated by our Dr. Magnuson on the morning after the first performance. We all have reason to be proud of what we, as a school, accomplished through that pageant. All of us, from Miss Booth, who was the guiding spirit, to common mortals like me, who shine only by reflected glory. When the curtain, made up of Old Glory, with the big service flag of this school at the top, was uncovered, a thrill went through every heart in the audience, and the people with one accord arose to do homage to our nation's symbol. Many a brave lad, following the stars and stripes of his country, has given his all to perpetuate the principles of truth, mercy, and liberty. Those principles, the worth of which was through the pageant, so vividly impressed upon us. The weird funeral tones of Grieg's Peer Gynt filled the room. The curtain was raised, and onto the stage stepped pompous autocracy in his purple robes of splendor, attended by blood-red militarism and followed by blind obedience. The death-black spirits of evil waited on their master, and the sword dancer performed for His Royal Highness. Complacent, gratified by the ministrations of his evil attendants, autocracy lounged on his throne until the spirits of truth, mercy, and liberty invaded his kingdom. Then, with horror-stricken faces, the forces of darkness slowly withdrew. With them went the feeling of despondency which they had awakened in us, and softly, to the soothing strains of Mendelssohn's O Rest in the Lord, the angels of mercy glided in upon the scene, which, a moment before, shrouded in mystery and gloom, was now flooded with a soft amber light. The spirits of mercy vanished. The scene became a beautiful blue. From the organ came the mighty tones of Handel's Largo, and slowly, reverently, the daughters of truth appeared. A moment later, as though the forces of light had kept in reserve their most salient power, there suddenly dashed in upon the scene the spirited daughters of liberty, full of that joy of living which can only belong to a free people. But the contention between the two forces is only begun, and the forces of light must give way for a time to the sinister powers of evil. Three times the forces of darkness attempted to occupy the throne and succeeded. Grief-stricken Belgium was forced to bend low for autocracy. Serbia was made prostrate, and Poland, courageous and unyielding to the last, was dragged from her throne. The spirit of France and Italy, the spirit of joy and mirth as found in these countries in days gone by, was cleverly portrayed in the folk games and dances of their happy children. But behold, the stage becomes the ocean, and while the waves smile and dance in their mirth, their ruler, the great and glorious Britannia, steps upon the stage. As the meaning of the wonderful picture, mighty Britannia in the midst of the waves, flashes upon our senses, our hearts are filled with gratitude and reverence. Gratitude for what she has done towards safeguarding our liberty through ruling the waves, and reverence because of the sacrifice she is putting forth to maintain her position and ours. But the forces of darkness once more occupy the stage. Shall they gain the victory over mankind? And shall mercy, truth, and liberty forever be banished from the lives of men? Lo, Britannia, France, Italy, and our America, a sisterhood of nations, bind themselves to defend a common cause, and the forces of darknesses quake. The light of truth tears from the eyes of blind obedience the veil of darkness, and militarism is overthrown. The spirit of liberty wrests the crown from autocracy, and liberty reigns in his stead. Mercy replaces might. the strength of arms, and the nations exalt the humblest, typified by a smiling little lad of five. The forces of darkness tremble and cover in the dust at the feet of the forces of light, as the chorus, seeing as in a vision the day when truth and justice shall prevail, takes up the stringing words of our battle hymn of the Republic. He hath sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on.